Hello?
Hello, is this Margaret?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Margaret. My name's Aaron. I'm calling from MRA Legal. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
That's good. Margaret, before we go ahead with this call, can I get you to confirm your address, please, for data protection services?
38 Borehouse Gardens,
Absolutely.
Alloa.
Thank you very much for that. And how are you doing, Margaret?
I'm all right.
That's good. So, yeah, so my name is Aaron, and I am part of the investigation team here at MRA Legal. And I'm just going to go through this call with you and take around about 10 or 15 minutes of your time. Is that
Right.
okay? Is that okay with yourself?
Yeah, that's fine.
Good, good. So, yeah, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go over your case and discuss things with you. I'm also going to just ask a series of questions and obviously get to know a bit about yourself. Obviously, I know briefly what has happened in the past, but just to basically paint the best picture that I can with yourself and also obviously how you are post-care as well. Does that sound okay with yourself?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, Margaret, so yeah. So, Margaret, do you have any medical diagnoses with yourself? Like, do you have any
Depression and anxiety.
do you have depression or anxiety? Anxiety. And how long have you been struggling with that for?
Was about 16.
Is it okay? So yeah, that is quite some time for yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, at first I didn't know what there was anything wrong with me.
Yeah.
I just struggled through.
Yeah, so it's around about 35 years then, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And do you take any medication for that at all?
Yeah, I'm on medication for that, so
Okay, not a problem. And how long have you been taking medication? Is that near enough around about the same amount of
on
time?
and off for about 25 years.
Okay, and on a day-to-day basis, how does that affect you?
Well, sometimes I can't leave the house. I struggle to go to work. Sometimes I can't be left on my own. Sometimes I can't go out on my own.
Yeah.
I take panic attacks.
And you said obviously it affects your work life and stuff. Do you work full time or part time?
I'm only able to work part time.
Okay, so is it just limited hours that you can do at the minute?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. And have you found that it kind of does affect your work life to the point where like maybe you've had to get like terminated from the job or anything like that?
Sometimes, well, it does affect my work sometimes because I get really like anxiety at work and I struggle. But when I struggle, I can't really go in.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I understand. And do you depend on any alcohol or any recreational drugs or anything like that?
Yeah, I have drinking alcohol sometimes.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. I understand that. Because I can understand, obviously, it's just trying to numb that kind of feeling
Yeah.
that you're going through. Yeah, I do get that. Okay, and with your GP, obviously, is your GP aware of obviously everything that goes on, obviously down to as obviously your panic attacks in itself as well?
Yeah, they've gave me, over the years, they've gave me different meds, and I've just on a long-term medication now, so I can't really function without the medication.
Yeah. Okay. And you find that obviously that this medication that you're on does kind of give you that kind of life balance.
It gives me some sort of life, yeah.
Okay, well, at least you can see the life in that in itself.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have the name of your GP practice at all?
Yeah, it's Wins Practice.
Can you spell that out for me if you don't mind?
W-H-I-N-S Practice.
Okay. And I'm not expecting you to know this, but do you have a preferred GP that you're always going to see, or do you just go and just see who
it's available? It's meant to be Dr. Riddle, but because of the situation now, we don't really get a specific doctor. We just get random, whoever's there.
Yeah, just available, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but you said that that doctor's name was Dr. Riddle?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Okay, and what I'm going to do is I'm just going to quickly grab off your GP's details just so I can confirm where they are based. Wins Practice. Wins Practice. Okay, so, excuse me. So they're based in... Is it Alloa as well, is it?
Alloa.
Alloa, that's the one. Okay, on Hall Park Road?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so I've got them details there. So going back to your care situation, Margaret, where do you know what kind of like social services you was based under?
Sutherland.
Say that again one for me, please.
Sterling.
Oh, Sterling.
Yeah.
Okay. And were they the only kind of like care setting you was within, or?
Yeah, I was under a social worker in Sterling for all the time I was in care.
Okay. Yeah, I understand that. And so that was from 1986 to 1990, is that correct?
Yeah, it's round about that, yeah.
Okay. So we do have here a Weavings Hall Parliament.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, okay. And then we've got also Dock Street in Carrenshaw.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, okay. Excuse me. Alright, well Margaret, once I do obviously request to send your information, or sorry, gather your information, shall I say, and when that does come back to me, would you like me to share any of this information with yourself at all? Or would you like me to do this kind of like at the end of the process but then enough? I obviously give you that kind of communication option, so whatever information I get back on yourself, I can share with you immediately, no matter what, or I can share with you at the end of the process.
Yeah, you can share with me at the end if you want.
At the end? Okay. That's
fine.
Okay, Margaret, just what I'd like to reiterate with yourself as well, obviously, we are here as a law firm for any other further questions that, you know, may pop up during the duration of us trying to get to the bottom of this case for yourself. So at any random time, you can always give us a call. You can specifically ask myself, as I said, my name is Aaron, and what, obviously, we'll do is obviously we can help you then. But with this process, it does take roughly around about 6 to 12 months. We get the ball rolling, we've got to get back from, hear back from authorities, gather the evidence together, medical records and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then what happens is obviously this then goes to a independent panel for this, with a panel date for them to obviously make a decision on your case. This is all done behind closed doors, so you, you don't have to attend anywhere. So anything like that, obviously we do all the kind of proceedings and whatnot for you. So obviously just like to reiterate that to yourself, that what we're here to do is to help you get first and foremost, an apology for obviously what you have gone through in your past life. But also obviously if by all means, you know, get some sort of financial compensation for you as well. But obviously just going back one step, what I would like to do is obviously just, you know, as we are all humans, you do have rights. So what I mean by that is you have three different kind of steps that you can take for yourself. But obviously you can also get the help of managers, which is obviously what we'd like to do. So what I mean by that is you can obviously apply for a solicitor yourself, which is what that means. Obviously you can do all the paperwork that we're trying to, you know, gather and sort for yourself. You can do all this yourself, and, you know, get to the bottom of your own case. Or your second option is, obviously there is other law firms in England and Scotland, you know, who will obviously be more happy to help you. But what they do is they can, you know, apply for what's, you know, kind of up to £2,000 from the government. And whether you win or lose the case, obviously they still get paid for dealing with your case. Obviously, I can't exactly tell you how and what they do kind of with your case. But what I can say is obviously the third option is with ourselves. We are a private law firm, so we can obviously be there as that kind of guidance and support for you, gather as much evidence as we can, paint the best picture that we can for yourself, and also try and get the best outcome for yourself as well. Obviously, when dealing with ourselves, we only take a small percentage, which is 16% of your final compensation. And then obviously it's the 16% plus VAT, which is a total of 19.2%. So it's not even a maximum of 20%, and that is capped. So obviously, it's, you know, if whatever kind of compensation that you get, we'll never take more than what we like to disclose with yourself. And obviously, if you don't win the case, we're not here to change any fees as well. Obviously, if you don't win, we don't win. That's why obviously why we want to try and get the best outcome for yourself. So are you happy for us to go ahead with your case and start this kind of ball for yourself as well?
I am, yeah.
Okay, that's absolutely perfect. Thank you for that. I can also see on your profile as well, Margaret, is that you do have a cooling off period, which is due to run out in 4 days on the 14th. What that cooling off period is obviously from the first initial phone call, you do obviously get given 14 days to kind of make a decision whether you want to obviously go ahead with MMA law, or, you know, you want to do things yourself, go to another law firm, if it's obviously entirely up to you. You know, you can walk away from this, rip up the contract and do what you need to do. Or I can, you know, obviously now take off this cooling off period if you'd like me to. And
I'd like you to.
Yep, okay, then I can do that for you. That's absolutely no problem, Margaret. So just to confirm that I do have everything, I've got your doctor's details, I've got your care set and institution. And if there is anything else that I am missing by any chance, Margaret, am I okay to give you the call back?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I shall leave you be to enjoy your weekend, and hopefully I don't have to disturb you again. Just a reminder, obviously, I will keep you in the loop. You know, by giving you a call every maybe say 4 or 5 weeks, a bit of an update on your case. And as I said, it will take, you know, around about 6 to 12 months for this case to be processed and stuff. But as I said, I will keep you in the loop, and obviously you do have my number if you do have any questions or would like an update in your own time. So yeah, Margaret, thank you very much for your time today. I really do appreciate you diving into these things with yourself, and yeah, again, as I said, I'll speak to you very soon. Okay
then, thank you.
Not a problem, Margaret, thank you, and have a lovely weekend.
Right, and you, bye bye.
Thank you, bye now, bye.